In the early 1800s, Prussia's Frederick William III was in real trouble. He was facing both an expensive war and many national concerns as well. He simply didn't have enough money to do everything he needed to do. He couldn't disappoint his people, and to surrender to the enemy would be unthinkable. Instead, he turned to the women of Prussia and asked them to bring in their gold and silver jewelry to be melted down and made into the national currency. He offered a bronze or iron decoration as a token of his gratitude for each gold or silver ornament donated. Each decoration would bear the inscription, "I gave gold for iron," 1813. The women responded overwhelmingly, and more amazingly was that these decorations became even more highly prized than their former jewelry. The tokens were proof that they had sacrificed for both king and country. You can check the history books and you'll find that it even became unfashionable for women to wear jewelry. So the Order of the Iron Cross was established. Members of this order wore no ornaments, save a cross of iron for all to see. The Bible tells a different story of a man who hoarded his wealth, but lost it in the end. Luke chapter 12, verse 18 and following says, "He said to himself, 'I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years to come. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared? So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.'" Today, I think we need more women of Prussia with their eyes to the cross and fewer tight-fisted fools with their eyes on themselves.